The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
You're listening to Stephanie with the Stephanie O Show right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And we're back. It's Stephanie with the Stephanie O Show here at MacArthur Airport on 103.9. And a couple of things I just want to clean up before we start this new segment. Number one, we keep hearing that this sounds like an awesome gym. And maybe I didn't, you know, tell everybody where this gym is because I keep getting messages. Where is this gym? Anyway, so far, there's only two locations. One is in on 23rd Street and one is in NoHo. So for all the people on Long Island who are writing in that want to go to the gym, have to go to Manhattan. They're not here on Long Island yet. But write to them, call them, tell them we need one here on Long Island. And maybe they'll, you know, open one up here because I would love that. Anyway, we have another guest tonight. And I believe he's on the line. Eric?
I am.
Eric Guthrie. You are here with us. Excellent. You know, it's funny, like when you're on the radio and you don't see the person, you never know if the people are actually on the line or if they're missing, which Adrian and I have gone through many a times, including where's Adrian? It's like part of the show when we're searching for Adrian. We don't know if we're going to find her on the line or if she's not going to be on the line. Anyway, let me introduce you to Eric Guthrie. He is an author. He is a lawyer. He is a speaker. He is a writer. He's got a lot of jobs going on, as well as he wrote a book on diversity or die. And I found it very interesting. I was looking up, you know, things about your book. And what was your motivation to write this book?
Well, first, thank you for having me on the show. I really do appreciate it. I wrote the book because I served as a diversity and inclusion manager and executive in a number of Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing where they were using diversity and inclusion only for a portion of EEO and affirmative action.
Right.
Not for the true business that diversity could bring to the organization. So when I left corporate America and started to do my own consulting and my own training, I said, you know what, I want to write a book that fills the gaps on what they are doing and what they should be doing. And the book became that platform because I think many times they don't even realize that they're missing so many valuable opportunities and making so many mistakes with diversity where they are losing profits,
right,
or they're leaving profits on the table when they could be really doing a lot more for their shareholders, for their stakeholders, for their employees, and for the other clients by engaging in diversity on domestic and an international level as well.
Do you think they realize it, though? Do you think they have any idea of this?
You know, I think that's an excellent question, and I think the answer is it depends. I mean, I think some realize that we are in a increasingly domestic and internationally diversified world.
Right.
And, you know, if they don't realize that there are more clients and more dollars for business in the diverse world, and in the U.S. especially, I mean, just African-Americans and Latinos command $1 trillion in the U.S. economy.
Right.
And if you're not approaching that market, you're living on a table. So I think some do realize it, and I think some don't accept the fact that it's a growing market and they want to do business as usual and say, well, you know what, we've been doing this for 45 years. We can keep doing it and have the same results. The problem is you won't be able to for very long.
Right, because times are changing. The bottom line is what happened 40 years ago is not the same as it is today. Not only because the world has changed, but even just the digital community has made us more aware of things.
That's exactly right. And when I do training and I tell people about, you know, starting companies and publishing and even radio,
mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the day, you would have to have a major station or a major publisher or a major financer starts a company. Now you can have a radio show in a garage and have millions of viewers. You can have a blog show,
right,
and have millions of viewers. You can have a book you publish yourself and sell.